Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS.
WGNS.
FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
We are back and talking to Trista Pirtle-Bond, who is with the local domestic violence program and sexual assault services. And she is the Outreach Services and QDSP Coordinator. Now, this is I know this because it came from your email, and that's on your email signature. What in the world is CDSP Coordinator?
CDSP stands for the Community Defined Solutions Program grant. It's the grant that I work under.
Oh, okay.
And it's the one that's focused on sexual assault advocacy.
And you're coordinating that, apparently.
I am. I'm the only one working under that grant, so I get to do all the lovely requirements. So,
well, good. So, but outreach services is something that's fairly new. I know we've talked about this, but there's been some shifting around, and that's part of your new responsibilities.
Yes, getting out into the community and talking about what we do and how we can help. And so if anybody out there listening is interested in that, please call me.
Are you enjoying it so far?
I love this kind of stuff. So
That's pretty awesome. So you like the radio stuff now too, huh?
I love it. I'm addicted.
Addicted? Wow.
No, not really. But I look forward to coming and talking to you guys.
Well, good. You know, we hope to make it pleasurable, but also get some information out there that a lot of folks need to know. We're going to touch on a lot of different things today, from volunteer opportunities to upcoming events. But one thing I thought we could spend some time on today, an interesting question, and this is in a newsletter, but you hear all the time victims who stay in a relationship, and it may be an abusive relationship, a physically violent relationship, and if you're not in that situation, sometimes you don't understand why you stay. So,
right.
You know, I guess that's a question that you probably get a lot, isn't it?
We get that all the time from family members and friends who are going through the situation with the person. And, you know, obviously they care about them and they want the best. So it's frustrating to them to keep trying to help them get out and they stay. And sometimes, you know, we even get it from our clients, from the people that are in the situations themselves. But I'd like to say that many times people don't stay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we wouldn't have a job if people stayed, you know.
Very true. But do you find that maybe some don't understand there's a way out or don't see a way out, and you know, or do they? You find everyone has a breaking point, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know. So I guess it's very individual.
It is. It's very individual. I would say that many times, you know, you said people, they don't feel like there's a way out. It's because they've been beaten down physically and or emotionally. You know, you're not smart enough. You know, you're stupid. And so it's just, it's hard for them to overcome that, that the brokenness that, mm-hmm. that they have. They are literally, I had a client one time tell me, she goes, "I don't see the light." It's hard to see the light when you're surrounded by darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something I'll never forget. You know, her saying, but it's so true for many people in these situations.
You know, you've got, let's say you have kids involved, or, you know, you think, you know, the kids are going to school. How can I afford, mm-hmm. you know, clothes and back to school supplies and all of those different things? I mean, there has to be a myriad of excuses that you can find to say, well, maybe it's not so bad, or,
right,
you know, et cetera.
Right. Financial, like you said, that's, you've nailed it on the head right there. A lot of times, you know, financially, they can't support themselves and the children, especially by themselves, and I say he because I'm generalizing, but men are victims too.
Sure.
You know, he's holding the money, the finances, he's got control of the checkbook. So when he goes out of town on business, she literally has $100 to get through on the week. You know, we see those kind of things, but that's one reason why they stay.
And two, I would think that you look at it, I don't know, I just remember hearing a situation and overhearing some family members talking like, you know, why doesn't she do this or get out of this relationship and all, but they weren't there to actually support. And a lot of people feel very isolated, very alone, and, you know, just to hear them chatter about it, you know, gossip about mm-hmm. it like it was some TV show, this mm-hmm. This is real stuff. So where they could have been supportive.
And I will say this too, this is very, very important. that when you are saying those things or even telling someone in this situation, well, if it were me, I'd fight back, I'd hurt him, I'd beat him with a baseball bat. Yeah. What you're really saying to that person in the situation is, I'm stronger than you. You know, you don't mean to be, but
you're just adding on to their insecurities.
Absolutely. You're playing right into that. And so it can be very, very hurtful.
So the best thing you can say is, you know, that there is a way out. Why don't I give you this phone number?
Absolutely.
And call, talk to someone who can help.
Right. Because, and I think important from a family member or friends, when their loved one is going through this, many times the person in the relationship, they want the violence to end, but they don't necessarily want the relationship to end. There's something that that they're emotionally tied in with. So, but just remember when you say things like that, it can be, words are either hurting or healing. Always.
So, I guess I kind of spoke and shouldn't have. What is the best thing to do? If you know that there's a situation going on, how can you help? Because a lot of people from the outside feel helpless as well, or maybe they have given some advice and the person hasn't come to, I guess, that final breaking point. What can you do to support someone who may be in a tough situation?
All you can do is tell them that you care and show them, here's these resources I found for you. If you want my help getting there, I can assist you in that. And I will speak from personal experience. I had a family member, who's consistently been from one to the next kind of abusive relationship. And it's different abuse. It's not all, not always what people picture, black eyes kind of thing. But there comes a point where you have to be like, listen, the drama, because that's what it is. I mean, and especially my family member, she was very much,
drama queen.
we just basically had to say, we're here for you, but until you're serious about this, we've emotionally are involved, and because it takes a lot out of you too.
Sure.
But until you take these steps, we're not going to be able to help you, and that's what we had to do.
I bet everybody listening out there can think of some situation where they have been involved in, some type of argument, maybe themselves in a personal situation or a family member, in what would be considered, quote unquote, a domestic situation.
Mm-hmm.
We get the police reports here all the time, and there's a separate stack for, domestic violence related issues and things that go on, and just the number of police reports alone show you that it's such a big problem. And you hear in the news, I like what was written here and what we're kind of discussing here, domestic dispute, domestic squabble, love triangle, crime of passion. We always say estranged spouse, husband, wife, girlfriend, all the, but it all points to that's the situation we're dealing with here, is a domestic violent situation.
Absolutely. In those terms you were talking about, when clients of mine, they hear those, it's like they're putting the blame on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't squabbling with him. He was beating the crap out of me, and so it's a media thing.
Sure.
So, but that also, that using those terms put more blame or make the insecurities of the victim of the violence feel even worse about their situation.
It's a little difficult to put beating the whatever, in a news story, but that's exactly what happens. Plus, the media is in a situation where we can't place blame. We're just there to report, and you're not there to place blame or whatever either.
No,
you're there to
no.
advocate for the person
Absolutely.
Who comes to you.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying the media should is to blame and media is awful. No, media is fantastic.
Right.
It's just, I didn't realize this and how what was said, even me saying stuff, I've said those things. When a client, true story, client was told me that.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, because we were talking about things in the past and why it took so long, and she was just, talking and getting off her chest, and she said that, and I was like, I have never thought of it like that. And then I started doing some research, and there's research out there that talks about this, but it just you don't think about things until you're told, and it come from straight from her, so
yeah. That's
what it's truth to me now.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
That's right.
I mean, someone who's been there and there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Lived
you know,
it.
Yeah, has definitely lived it. We're talking with Trista Pirtle-Bond today. She is with the local domestic violence program and sexual assault services, and you know, I think the whole point of what we're discussing here today is, we often judge, you know, and look at situations and say, I would do that differently.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, you really don't know what you would do in that situation.
You don't.
Because each one of them is individual and different. So the point that I really saw after reading this and thinking about it is, we just need to be there to support that family member in their decision and point them to where they can get the help. And then it has to be up to that person.
That's right. That's right.
Now, let's say someone listening to this afternoon is saying, you know, I do need some help. I want to reach out. I didn't know where to go. What's the best method? What kind of walk us through the process of what somebody can do?
Well, if you have internet, obviously Google is a great invention. You can just do Google Domestic Violence Resources, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or whatever location it might be, and things will pop up. If you are local, check out our webpage at www.dvpshelter.org. We have some resources on there, and of course you can always call us 896-7377. Tennessee has a coalition, the Tennessee Coalition to End Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. It has list of everything across the state of Tennessee, shelters, places like our office. It's just out there.
One thing that I thought was very interesting, and I'll end with this because I know that we've got several things here to talk about, but of all the statistics that I read, you know, I say, and I mentioned that we get these police reports and we actually see what happens in certain on any given day whenever we get those. But my point here is, of those that are reported, according to the statistics here in that you've given me, 75% of those are after separation mm-hmm. of the partner. So, you know, that's where the protective service that domestic violence can provide is really helpful in those situations.
Oh yes, we do safety planning with all our clients. It's very important, you know, because statistically people will leave and go back 7 to 10 times, and so when they finally leave and the abuser sees that it's for real this time, like they're gone, it's a huge escalation.
So keep all of those phone numbers and things handy. And to provide these services, obviously it's not free, even though it is for the client, but somebody has to pay for that, and that's where grants and different things
yes.
come in. But you all do some fundraisers yeah. and all that kind of thing. I'm sure you've got some things coming up too.
We do. August is a pretty big pretty big month for us. Not quite as big as October's going to be, but
that's the anniversary celebration.
It is.
Yeah.
October the 22nd at Bel Air Baptist Church. But in August, a couple of fundraisers that we have. On August the 25th, it's a Thursday, from 11 to 1, we're having our annual spaghetti luncheon at the Central Christian Church. Tickets are $5. It gets you a plate of spaghetti, salad, and drink. You can come eat with us, or you can come and get it and take it back to work. So, if you're interested in tickets for that, you can reach us at 896-7377.
Now, this isn't just any, you know, grandma spaghetti either, I don't think, is
no,
it?
No, Demas's restaurant actually donates the food, and Purity donates the drinks. So it's a really good deal for $5, telling you.
$5, and you're helping out domestic violence program. Plus, everybody knows the Demas spaghetti and all the great food. It is. It's absolutely fantastic. So Thursday, that's the 25th of August, from 11 until 1, a great lunch at Central Christian Church. That's what, out on Main Street?
Yeah, East Main. It's right off the square. It's the church that has, like, the gold dome on the top.
There you go.
So that's how I tell people to look for it.
What else is going on?
Well, for all you shoppers out there, you may not be spaghetti eaters, but if you shop on Saturday, August the 27th, Linens and More for Less is having their first annual charity event. They're actually celebrating their first year anniversary here in Murfreesboro. But what they're doing for charities is giving us $5 shopping passes to sell. So we sell these shopping passes for $5, and on that day, it gets you 20% off your total purchase. And if you go and you use your ticket, then they will double that. They will pay us another $5 towards our charity. So it's a great way, and they're being very generous. So we just need people to buy tickets and then go shop.
So you sell the $5 ticket, and you keep the $5?
Yes, we keep that right up front.
And then when you go shop, you're going to save 20%. When you use that $5, then you get another $5 in return.
That's right. When you use that 20% off, they will give us a check for another $5.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It is.
You get a lot of funds from that. They get folks in the store, but you save a lot of money by shopping there.
Yeah, we hope that it's going to be a good thing. We've never done the Linens and More for Less event, but this is absolutely the best deal that we've seen out there as far as these charity sales events.
Now, before we let our time get away, Carissa Kraft, who is your volunteer coordinator, the new volunteer coordinator, says that there are some great opportunities for those who would like to help out. Why don't you give us some of those?
Okay. Some of the opportunities that Carissa is looking for is people to do enrichment classes with women at shelter. That can be sewing, art classes, budgeting, job interview skills, cooking. They say that cooking, they would really like to have somebody come in there and do some cooking things with the ladies. Also, we're looking for people to help out and volunteer on our big 25th celebration in October. We're always looking for crisis line volunteers. That is kind of like on-call backup for the sexual assault and accompaniment and victims. We're also, another big thing too, is looking for foster people to foster animals in their homes. Because if you come to our shelter, we can't allow the pet to come in. So we're just looking for good people to love some animals and for a little while the women are in transition.
Well, all of this is a lot of information that we've passed along today. And if anybody has questions, wants to, ask something, a question specifically about what we talked about, volunteer, what's a good number for them to call?
896-7377. Or if you're interested specifically in the volunteering, you can email volunteercoordinator@dvpshelter.org.
dvpshelter.org.
Yes.
And that's also the website as well, but that's how you can find the email address. Trista, thanks again. Anything else?
Thanks, Brian. Nothing. Not next month, I'll have more.
I'm sure you will. Come bearing arms there, if you will. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
Try to stay cool, too.
You too.
All right. Trista Pertlebon joining us from the Domestic Violence Program and Sexual Assault Services today. We'll wrap things up here in a second.